Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called How to Use Jordan Belfort's Selling System to Break Free from Mediocrity and Create the Life of Your Dreams. It's an interview with legendary success coach Jordan Belfort. His life story is currently being turned into a major motion picture by Warner Brothers with Leonardo DiCaprio set to play Belfort and Martin Scorsese set to direct. Over the last 20 years, Jordan Belfort has soared to the highest financial heights, earning over $50 million a year as the notorious Wolf of Wall Street, and then sunk to the lowest of lows, succumbing to drug addiction and serving 22 months in a federal prison camp for stock fraud. Yet, along the way, he's managed to provide over $1 billion of financing for various public companies and held controlling stakes in more than 30 of them. He's acted as a consultant to more than 50 public companies and has been written about in virtually every major newspaper and magazine in the world, including the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Los Angeles Times, the London Times, Forbes, Business Week, and Rolling Stone. In the 1990s, Jordan Belfort built one of the most dynamic and successful sales organizations in Wall Street history. To this day, his sales training techniques and daily motivational speeches are still legendary, earning him a reputation as a motivator without peer, who can take virtually any individual, regardless of age, race, sex, educational background, or social status, and inspire them to achieve goals they never dreamed themselves capable of. Today, his life represents the ultimate redemption story, and barely surviving his rise and fall as an American entrepreneurial icon, he has now recovered and is a world-renowned motivational speaker who helps people and organizations achieve success. Jordan Belfort's teachings captivate and inspire his audience and provide them with all the necessary tools to create instant, measurable, and lasting success. Jordan Belfort's two best-selling books have been published in 43 countries and translated into 18 different languages. Now, let's get going. Hello, this is Michael.
Michael, Jordan Belfort, how you doing?
Jordan, real good. How are you?
Did like constant webinars since I woke up this morning. It's crazy.
I was going to ask you, how many interviews have you been doing a day?
It's a lot. Mostly I do a lot of press interviews. I'm going on tour again. I'm leaving actually in a couple hours to Switzerland. I'm on a loop around the world. I'm going from Switzerland back to L.A. for the weekend for my own seminar. Then I got to go to Australia for a six-day seminar. Then I got to go to South Africa for a 17-day tour. Then back to Australia for 6 days. I do master's PR. I go to these countries. I'll typically do maybe 30 interviews for each per country.
So who's promoting your seminars?
In Australia, a company called EmpowerNet.
So, like, how does that work? How do you hook up with a seminar promoter like that?
EmpowerNet's the biggest promoter in Australia. They have promoted Tony Robbins for years and years and years, and I'll give you the answer if you want from how I did it or how I would tell someone else to do it. Because, you know, my way is not going to work for other people because I came, you know, with an international bestseller and a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio picks. I mean, I teach people how to do it without having those assets behind them, but my book was just selling like crazy all over the world. You know, I was getting pressure from my publisher that they want me to write another book, and I don't particularly like writing. It annoys me. So I said, all right, well, maybe I'll write another book. I said, you know, I kind of want to do a little speaking, you know? So I said, let me go out and give a couple of free speeches. So I went out to colleges, and this was right after the wake of the financial crisis, and I started giving speeches about ethics to kids.
Did you get a promoter to help you line those up?
No. I did it myself free. I did it for free.
Just okay.
And I had all these fans. One day, I put on my Facebook wall, hey, I'm going to give this ethics speech to a college. Let me know if you want me to come to your school. And I got like 200 requests from schools So I picked the three best ones. I picked Berkeley, and I picked UMass and Bentley College up in Massachusetts.
Did you have anything to sell at that time?
No, it was free. And so it was supposed to be about ethics. But what happened is as soon as I started speaking, about halfway through, of course, I switched to my typical stuff, which is more motivation. I just love talking. But then the kids were clapping and cheering. So I got that kind of thrill back. So I said, all right, actually, I'm going to go out and just kind of take over the speaking business. I had been getting requests from all these different places to come and speak. I just had been ignoring it all. People were on Facebook. People said, hey, can you come to my country? So one person sounded serious in Australia, so I emailed the guy back and told me what you could put together for me, and the guy, he sent me a very, very detailed proposal from nobody, and look good. So I go out and, you know, give it a whirl. Let me see if you can put some corporate speeches, just corporate speeches, not seminars. He called me back a few days later and goes, listen, the demand is far greater than, I can't believe it. Everybody wants you to come speak, so, because I really can't handle it. He said that he was actually very wealthy, but a legitimate guy. He goes, you need to hook up with this guy named Nick Fordham. Nick is the top PR guy, talent manager in Australia. His family is really well respected. I got on the phone with this guy, Nick. Nick and I hit it off, and Nick became my manager. And we went out to Australia about 15 months ago, and we did a tour of just corporate speaking. And then, about 3 weeks before, I called and said, hey, Nick, I have so many fans down there. Why don't we just do a public event where I'll just get on stage for a few hours and I'll just tell my story and we'll charge admission. So we came up with this idea. We'll charge $200 for a regular ticket, $500 for a VIP ticket, which you can sit up front and have a cocktail party afterwards, and then $2,000 if you want to have dinner with me after the event. And that's like up to 15 people, right? And so we did one in Sydney, one in Melbourne. Literally, we cut a deal with the Australian Financial Review, which is like their Wall Street Journal, a barter deal where I gave my exchange to corporate dinner for $40,000 of advertising, and bam, we sold out two stadiums, 1,500 people in Sydney and like 900 people in Melbourne.
What's the split on that like with your manager for any students who want to set up a deal like this? Is it a 50-50 or?
My manager gets 10%.
Just 10%?
Just 10%, but that's different with him. Now, because he's not a promoter, he's a manager. In other words, it's different. Now, we had an event company that took a cut, but there was no promoter. We didn't have a promoter. We didn't even need one because I was a brand name out there. So I just put an ad in the newspaper and people bought tickets. We sold out two shows. So then what happened was I didn't sell anything from stage. I just made money on ticket sales, a few hundred grand. After I was done at the dinner, I had this dinner, a $2,000 plate dinner, and there's a couple at the dinner, and one guy halfway through dinner goes, you know, listen, I'm here. I bought the dinner ticket because I want to meet you in person. I'm a promoter. He goes, let me ask you a question. He goes, why didn't you sell anything from stage? You could have made $1 million.
Was he a U.S. guy?
No, he was a big U.K. promoter. I was like, oh, my God, it hit me. I didn't know the business. You know, I didn't do any research on it. I didn't know. His name is Greg Secker. He's probably the best stage closer out there. He's the top currency trading guy in the world in terms of still closing from stage.
And he sells his own info products?
No, he sells us currency trading system. So then I made a strategic decision with my manager, Nick Fordham, who's still my manager, global manager. I said, Nick, let's leave the U.S. for last. Let's get it right overseas. The market's so bad for me in the United States. You have a movie coming out this year. It's going to be just nuts, right? So he said, let's go battle through Australia again. So we took our time, and we found out who the biggest promoters were in each market. We called EmpowerNet, which is huge, and this other company called Universal Events, and then Success Resources, the top, like, three or four biggest promoters in the world. Salim Kosher from, you know, Power Within in Canada. And, you know, of course, it was me, and, you know, I had no idea. Oh, my God, of course. Well, because, you know, they'll sign me up, because here I have this model where people are paying to come see me for a few hours. So we just did a tour of Australia where we did about 5,000 people, and they paid, you know, an average of $200 a ticket just for a preview event for 3 hours. Then I upsold them from there to a three-day seminar, $3,900. I had like 300 people at that seminar, and that's how it built from there.
Are these seminar promoters, are they looking for hot people to promote all the time?
They're looking for people who can close from stage, who have good products that can close from stage.
Because they're going to get a piece of action of the gross sales?
Right, they get 50%. In the case of like a Michael Burnett from EmpowerNet, that's a 50-50 split. He fills the rooms, and then he pays all the expenses. I don't pay any of the expenses. And then I, let's just say I don't, but everyone else does pay. You know, I have a different deal because they can, you know, make more money with me. So then the standard deal is I pay my expenses, he pays his expenses, and then we split the revenue 50-50, and then we split the upsells 50-50. And then he organizes the next three-day event that I'm selling, and then we split those upsells again. So of those 300 people, I went out a month or two later and made another $1 million on the deal because I upsold into a much larger, like a $20,000 program.
That's yeah, so he fills the room. You got your manager setting everything up. You just got to show up and do your thing.
Yeah.
That's sweet. That's sweet. Now, do you think any of this would have ever happened if you had never written that first book?
of course, you can do without writing. Yes.
But the point I'm trying to make, a lot of my students here are into book publishing, and having a published book, especially a best-selling one, is such a great first thing to do to build credibility.
Clearly, I probably saved myself years and years of having to go out there and sell myself who I am, and I would have never been able to fill rooms of paid people. In other words, yeah, you know, it's not that hard. Let me tell you something. You can... And when I say not hard, I wouldn't say it's easy, but I'll say it's totally plausible to be able to fill rooms up with, like, you know, 60 to 100 people or 150 people free. They go there for free, and then, you know, you try to sell them something once they're there for free, okay? And people do that, that don't have a brand name. It's a very dicey business, and you could lose your shirt in it, okay? And also, you know, if you don't sell well, you don't close, you make nothing. You know, the model I created, where I actually charge people to some TV even for a preview, okay, is based on the fact that, yeah, my books... You know, I was a best-selling author, which then springboarded me into a career with TV, where I'm commentating on CNN and CNBC and all sorts of different stations around Sky News, around the world. And then from there, I brand myself as the expert for sales, persuasion, and marketing and motivation stuff. So to answer your question, yeah, the book is amazingly effective, and perhaps the single most important thing that you can do as a first step to get your name out there is to write a book and get it published, okay? Or simply to self-publish the book, okay? You can't get it published by a real publisher, which is very often the case for a first-time author, but at least write the book, self-publish it, get a cover on it, and start promoting your book, so when you get on stage, you can say you wrote a book. That's a huge thing. But that's only one piece of a much larger puzzle, which really has to do with branding yourself as an authority figure in whatever field you're in, and to get on stage and talk with conviction and clarity and focus and authenticity and be able to essentially position yourself as the expert in your field, promote yourself in a way that's elegant, that gets the job done, but doesn't come off as tacky and doesn't cheapen your brand. And then next step is to learn how to be a closer so you can get paid for it. You line up those three elements in speaking career, you're going to kick ass.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. Now, your branding, you had a lot of help. Like, I remember in your book you were talking about you went to Bandler. You didn't really know what your success system was until Bandler kind of, you know, narrowed it down to those four principles. What's your feeling about building a team and getting coaches to help you? And in the branding department, who was your mentor and who helped you clarify everything of what Jordan's brand was going to be? Or did you have an idea on that?
Bandler didn't help me brand myself, but Bandler did. I went to Bandler for a couple of reasons. The first reason was I had heard a lot about NLP. I knew there was all these different people who purported to be experts or certified at NLP. If I'm going to go out there onto the speaking circuit and really do this at the highest level and try to make quick changes in people's lives, and I want to know every possible technology, every technique that's out there. So I started to investigate NLP and then stumbled upon some local courts in NLP in San Diego. I went through a six-day NLP seminar that was worthless. It was so awful. I mean, he was a nice enough guy, but he might be okay himself even using it. I don't really even know. NLP is active. Compared to a beautifully crafted saber, okay? In the hands of an expert, it can be deadly effective, and in the hands of a novice, it's worthless. That's like what NLP really is. So I went to this seminar with this guy. I was like, all right, well, that was a waste. I said, I want to find out from the horse's mouth exactly what this shit's all about. And I went down and spent a week with Bandler. Okay, and that was the first reason, was to really understand this sort of murky body of knowledge, and I wanted to find out what the truth about it was. Second thing that, when I started to have a basic understanding of NLP, I was like, okay, it's really about modeling and breaking down people's strategies, and that was really what Bandler helped me crystallize in my own life in terms of what I had done that allowed me to take any person, basically, any young kid without any sales experience, without any entrepreneurship skills, without a high level of self-motivation, without standards that were very, very high. You know, kids from poor families without education. How did I take any of these kids and make them all rich? That was really what I wanted to get to the bottom of. And that was what I learned with NLP through Bandler, and really just through the exercises that I did with Bandler, was to understand, you know, what my strategies were. Part of it was about listening to people like Milton Erickson, the famous, you know, hypnotist, and Virginia Satir was a top family therapist. These are people that were getting results that were far greater than any other therapist. And the idea with Bandler and Grinder, when they were doing their dissertation on this, was to figure out what it was they were actually doing and what was the distinction that actually made the difference. So you could break that down, model it, and then duplicate it. That was really how NLP got started as a college project. And what they found out was that 99% of what Virginia Satir was saying to her clients was irrelevant.
Got it.
It was just the 1% that she was doing it unconsciously, though she didn't really know her own strategy. So it took her a very, very long time to make changes in people because she beat around the bush, and it accidentally, or just simply by sheer trial, she hit on the distinction that really made the difference. So
right.
That was the idea of NLP, was to boil down what we do unconsciously, make it conscious, slow it down, and turn it into like these sort of task points that you can then line up and say which are important, which aren't, and then make a strategy that's much more elegant, much more right to the point. So that's what NLP really allowed me to do. So then when I went out now and I started sharing my message with people, the response I got was staggering. I remember going out there speaking to these college kids, and, you know, it was about ethics, but I quickly switched to motivation and success stuff. But I found myself almost stumbling for the right words and thoughts. I wasn't really sure what I had done. I knew I had hit on something, but I didn't really know. Once I distilled it down to a formula that was I could share in 30 minutes or 30 months, of course, you know, deeper layers exposed, I found myself able to go into any corporation, any charity, whether it's, you know, homeless people or kids on drugs, any sales organization, and of course, any seminar room where I kill it when I go on stage. But, you know, the first event I did in the U.S. was that, I don't know if you know Frank Kern is.
Yeah.
We used a business together, and Frank asked me to come speak at his event he had, and I went up on stage, and I just killed it. I mean, in Brendan Burchard's book, I closed five times as many, or seven times as many people as Brendan. I closed like 700%. He's a pretty good stage closer. It's because I don't do things by accident. You know, it's a strategy. I know how to distill down my message into the important points that connect with other people and empower them and also get me what I want. So that's really what it's all about.
So this straight line system, when you met with that UK guy and he said, why don't you have a product to promote? And you're like, oh, yeah, I need to do that. How did you get the product together? You know, how did you do your product creation? Did you hire someone to do it? Did you distill it down yourself? How do we get the straight line system all organized and ready?
The straight line system was something that I resisted. I resisted teaching it to people for a very long time.
Why?
Because it was so incredibly effective at closing people and really mind-bogglingly effective. And I had some negative beliefs attached to the straight line because I used it in a way that wasn't ethical.
This was the system all your brokers were using to sell?
Yes, they're all using it. Still being used all over Wall Street today.
So did you learn it in your early days on Wall Street from another mentor or forms of it?
No, I came up with it myself. Yes, there were forms of it. There's different parts of the straight line system. You know, some of it has to do with tonality, some of structure, different things. Lehman Brothers, back when they were in business, back in the 80s, was using a very, very aggressive operation in Wall Street. They were there, you know, calling people on the phone, selling them stocks. They had lots of scripts written that were loosely organized, and I got a hold of these scripts, and I read through some of the stuff. It was very powerful language patterns and very powerful ways to move people to take action.
So were all the brokers in those days using scripts to sell? I mean, if you were with Lehman Brothers, you were going to be using scripts.
Oh, yeah. They were famous for it, Lehman Brothers, back in 1982. A guy named Marty Shafroff, who wrote a book called Telemarketing for the 80s, he had come up with this sort of loose, that wasn't a straight line system, but it was just using scripts and stuff, and it was very primitive compared to what I ended up inventing later, but it's still the basic stuff that I read and learned about, and so I could model some of that stuff. Then when I worked as a cold caller, I sat next to somebody, and after 6 months, I just could connect. I couldn't even cold call myself, so I did a lot of listening, and I started listening to people on the phone for months and months and months, every single day, trying to convince people to take action, and I noticed some very, very important things, and those things that I noticed I ended up adopting into a system I created about a year later when I hit upon a niche in the market that no one had been in, which is really selling $5 stocks to the wealthiest Americans. And to do that, it required a lot of finesse and training. So I needed to figure out a way to train people who were really without much talent, so to speak. They were not great closers. They weren't educated. How would I train these people to become world-class closers? And I came up with a straight line system out of frustration one day because I was trying to tell these guys, don't you get it? It's like a straight line. Every sale's the same. And I drew a straight line on the board, and everyone started writing furiously. And it was sort of this great visual about goal-oriented communication. You know, there's the open, there's the close, and bah-bah-bah, controlling the conversation. And it was one of those things that worked better in practice than it did in theory. Like, when you read about it, when you go through the home study course, you're like, wow, this is great. This is really powerful. When I talk about it on stage, everyone's like, oh, my God, this is great. Because everyone loves it, because it makes so much sense. It's even better in the real world. It works even more effectively in the real world. It's one of those things that works better than it's cracked up to be. And what happened was I had this power, and I was great at teaching people this, and I was great at motivating people, and I misused it. And I got greedy, and I didn't have ethics. And the system, because it was so effective, allowed me to, you know, make my mark on the world. So instead of making a mark on the world and, you know, using it to sort of empower people and do great things, I used it to do some darker things, and I paid the price for that. So many years later, flash forward, yeah, I go to jail, I come out, I write this book, it becomes a huge bestseller.
Do the story about when you were in jail and who you met there and who gave you the idea about writing a book.
That came from Tommy Chong, from Cheech and Chong. I didn't go to a penitentiary that was violent. That was one of those camps, right? So it was all nonviolent people there. So Tommy Chong was my bunkmate. They put us together. We were both high-profile people, so we shared a cube, and each night we'd tell each other stories, and eventually by night three, it's like, you know, God, I thought you were kind of making some of this shit up, because I called my wife, and it's on the internet. You really lived this insane life, because you got to write a book. So that was how it started, and he convinced me to try to write a book. In the beginning, it was very difficult. I was not a writer. I never had written before.
Did you start writing in jail?
Yeah, I started writing in jail, and I had tremendous difficulty mastering that skill, but then I stumbled upon a book called Bonfire of the Vanities by Tom Wolfe, and that just blew me away. I modeled that book. And that's really one of the secrets to success, is really finding someone that you can model, someone that's done it before, that does it at the highest level, and then learn their strategy. And that's what I did. And as soon as I started modeling Tom Wolfe, my writing dramatically improved. You know, I'm a very intense guy. I took it to heart. I used his book like a textbook. I underlined stuff, and I found patterns in everything in life. And I found his patterns of writing, and I took that, and I used it to write my own bestsellers. That's what happened.
Had Tommy Chong written a book before?
He was writing a book when I was in jail. He called the I Chong. It's out there.
So you had this manuscript of this first book, okay? What was your vision? Let's say you were in the middle of writing your book. What's your vision about this book? Did you have a plan at the time when you were writing the book?
Oh, no, I was doing it just to keep busy and to keep my brain vital. And what I was saying to myself was, you know, I'm going to write this book. I'm going to show people how to make lemons into lemonade. I was just saying that to make myself feel better. Because when you're in jail, you're always trying to, like, to make yourself feel better, because it's a very lousy situation you're in, right? So I was doing that, and then I never really thought the book would get published, because I didn't know how to write, and it's such a long shot. And then what happened was, when I got out of jail, I had about 200 pages. I ripped them up and just didn't like them. And I got out of jail, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I was, you know, kind of confused. And I said, let me give writing another shot. And I wrote 5 pages, and I knew someone very casually. He was a book agent. I sent him my first 5 pages, and he was blown away. And then I was like, whoa, this is getting real. And then I sent him 10 more pages, and he was just said to me, stop what you're doing, and you're an amazing writer, and this whole thing. And that was how it started. It became very real very quick, and I sold it to Random House before the book was even, you know.
Right, let me ask you. So let's just say, for all these book publishers, they all have a dream of writing a book and landing a deal and getting it to be a bestseller. So you met this agent. Was he your agent? Did you guys strike a deal?
Yeah.
Okay, so what kind of deal does one strike with an agent? Just an idea of what's the relationship between you, the writer, and the agent.
You take the percentage of the sales. Take 10%.
10% of
revenues from advances or royalties.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. Okay, so this agent now has the contract to market and sell your book. Does it work like that, one agent exclusively?
Yeah.
Okay. And so he went to work, and what was he able to do?
He sold Random House the first day, like right away.
Did you get an advance against royalties?
Yeah, yeah.
What's a good royalty deal for a book publisher to try and get? Because I know, isn't there a big variance between, what, 1% or 2% up to 15%?
It depends on this very complicated formula. When I say complicated, not hard to learn, just it's very long-winded, because there's all different types of mediums now. You know, you have regular hardcover, you have trade paperback, you have soft cover, you have digital, you have stuff that's sold in this place, in that country, and my book's in 50 countries.
Was Random House an all-inclusive deal, meaning they had the rights to do anything, from digital, hard copy, soft copy, whatever?
Random House bought world rights from me.
Exclusive world rights. So they had pretty much all control to do anything with the book.
Outside the movie.
Except not the movie rights.
Okay.
Was that something you negotiated, or your agent knew how to do that?
My agent knew it.
Okay. How did they get it to be a bestseller? How long did it take?
A bestseller right away.
How many books sold?
I don't even know. I really don't. So many books. It's all over the world. I mean, the books sold millions of copies all over the world. That's what I mean.
Can you make a quarter a book, 50 cents a book for everyone sold?
No, you make more than that.
You do?
A lot more than that. Okay, you make $4 for a hardcover, that $1.50 for soft cover. That's estimate.
That's pretty damn good worldwide. Now, so you've got this bestseller book. Tell the book publishers, what's more valuable, the spinoff from the bestseller of the book, all the potential opportunities, or the actual royalty money from the book?
Well, it depends who you are. I mean, if you're smart, you know, you take the book and you leverage that into a career as a speaker or whatever else you want to do, or a coach or whatever. That's really where the money is. I make a lot more money off of my speaking and my consulting than I do off of writing, for sure. But the writing serves as a platform for you to really become known, to brand yourself. So it's a launching off point. Now, some people make more money writers. If you want to make writing your career, yeah, I could have probably just put my nose to the grindstone and just been a professional author, just done that. Not that any speaking, I could have probably built myself a very nice living doing that. But I enjoy going out there and speaking. So that was the choice I made.
When the book was published, were you allowed to put your direct contact information in the book? So after people read it, they wanted to get in touch with you, they'd go to your site or call your offices, or was that not doable?
I didn't, because at the time I wrote the books, it was definitely not something I had on my mind at all. I wasn't thinking that far ahead at all. At that point, I was like, you know, I'm just going to be a writer. You know, I was a little shell-shocked from what happened. It's sort of like, you know, not in a different headspace. I'm an expert at selling myself. I sold myself as to be a writer, but the true me is a speaker. I mean, I know, like, Paul Becker, his book is just a promotion for his speaking tour. You know, so I get that.
The book becomes a bestseller. Tell me the story how the movie came about, or the making of the movie. Did your agent shop it around for a movie deal, or you?
Yeah, well, the book wasn't even out. The book wasn't even published yet when I sold to Hollywood. What happened was, as soon as the manuscript was done, someone named Alexandra Milchan, very, very powerful woman in Hollywood. Her dad is Arnon Milchan, who owns Regency, billionaires, very wealthy people, very connected people, and very good people. And my book agent, when I was writing my book, when I got to paycheck 75, he actually slipped the first 75 raw pages to this woman. And she fell in love with the raw manuscript, and we started becoming friends, and she was a really very sharp lady. And as soon as the book was, you know, back then, she's like, oh my God, you don't understand. I'm going to get Leonardo DiCaprio to play you, Marty Scorsese. I thought she was delusional. You know, I really did.
You thought she was full of it?
No, I didn't think she was full of it. No, she's super legit.
She was legit. Yeah, but you were expecting the worst, hoping for the best.
Yeah, I thought she was just delusional. I loved her. It just seemed so absurd. What's the chances of that happening, right? I mean, come on. 6 months ago, I was sitting in a jail cell, and 6 months later, I have alpha lunch with this billionaire saying that books would be the biggest movie of all. But come on, you know, it's like a long shot, right? I've had an extreme life, no doubt about it, but I think it would take a bit longer than that to make a comeback. So, whatever, we talked, we met, we got meeting for lunch every few weeks, and as soon as the manuscript was done, you know, she slipped it out to Leonardo DiCaprio and to Brad Pitt, and they both loved it, and the bidding war started between Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt, and Leo had Warner Brothers bidding for him, and Brad Pitt at Paramount, and both sides up and up and up the bidding went, and eventually Leo called up today, got Marty Scorsese, who wants to direct the movie now. He read it and loved it too, so like, how can I give up a Leo-Marty combination, and that was it. I sold it to Warner Brothers for Leo and Marty.
So Warner Brothers bought the rights.
Yes.
Okay.
With Leonardo DiCaprio and Marty Scorsese attached to it.
And so they had to commit that he was going to act in the movie and the director.
Yeah. Then Terry Winter, who's an amazing, brilliant, he wrote, he's a writer for Sopranos, now he's a writer of Boardwalk Empire. Great writer. And Terry wrote the script. The script was amazing, and they were going to greenlight the movie. Then the writer's strike hit, and they got screwed with that. Now it's supposed to go into production in about 60 days, so in November.
You know, your story, you've talked to a lot of people, and you get a lot of feedback. What do you think makes your story so compelling? What do you think people think? Why are they so attracted to the story?
One thought of this thing is that I write well, okay, and I write in a certain voice that hooks people in. People like my writing voice, so that's part of it, okay, that I write well. And this is important for you people who are going to listen to this, is that if you told my story, and I don't know you that well to say you're a good speaker or a bad speaker, but I can assure you that if you told my story and I told my story, people would connect a lot more with me telling my story than you telling my story.
Of course, yes.
Okay, and the thing is, I didn't hire a ghostwriter. I wrote my own words in my own voice, so that's one thing that people really, really connected with, and I had a flair for the writing. One of the things I teach people in seminars is that the biggest misconception, and really why the straight line system is so powerful for people, is that it's the communication side of it. It shows you how to become an ultra-effective communicator. You can have the best story in the world, but if you don't know how to tell it to people, it's worthless. You have the best product in the world. If you don't know how to write sales letters or train people to sell it, no one's going to find out about it. So it's that part of the equation that so many people, internet marketers especially, in fact, the seminar I have coming up in L.A., it's almost all internet marketers from Frank. I didn't do any promotion. I just, it was people from Frank's event who upsold into this one seminar. And that was really almost exclusively what this event is made up of here. And they connected with the fact that, because, you know, Frank said it too, that the biggest thing that holds his people back, all the internet marketers, is a lot of them, they can't sell their way out of a paper bag. They're not closers. So they have these great ideas, great products. They can't write a sales letter to save their life. And they have to get on the phone and try to get into an affiliate to mail for them, whatever. They can't speak in a way that moves people, okay? So it's that skill that I do have and I've mastered and I've modeled from people and then, you know, come up with some of my own stuff. And, you know, at the heart of it was the straight line system. And that's really why I think people hook into my story, because I tell it well. And that's one part. The other aspect is I clearly earned my stripes, and not in a good way, okay? I've, you know, consumed enough drugs to sedate a family family of grizzly bears. On a daily basis, I was taking those massive quantum drugs. I was incredibly, you know, effective at earning money in the 80s and 90s. So people look back at that and they, you know, my business was 90% legit, 95% legit. There's only a few little things I was doing wrong. So I had this knack for building businesses. So I have a sort of pedigree that most people who get up on stage to speak have never really done anything in their life. They'll talk about making money. They'll talk about this system and that. They've never actually made money in the real world off stage. They're talking about how to get rich without having been rich. So I think people connect with my story that I actually went out and was the real deal. I did it on Wall Street. I did it in the shoe business with Steve Madden. That was my company as well. Steve Madden was the largest shareholder. So he took that company from zero to $700 million. So when I go out on stage and speak to people about entrepreneurship and sales and marketing offline and online, I have a different take. You know, every strategy that I share with people, I've actually used in the real world. I don't, you know, just read books and then give people the stuff I read in books. That's really the difference. And then, of course, there's just the wow factor in terms of the, you know, just like, oh my God, you know, going out this weekend and getting paid. I'm going to Switzerland this afternoon and getting paid $50,000 to play golf and give a one-hour keynote speech. Now, you know, that's, of course, because of the celebrity factor of it all. And, you know, learning how to celebritize yourself, if that's really a word, but, you know, learning how to celebritize yourself, at least on some level, is a very, very powerful adjunct to a speaking business. It adds, you know, at least 50% or more onto your fee if you're a celebrity. So I teach people how to do that without having to make the mistakes. To celebritize yourself is not that hard to do. It just, you know, requires work.
Tell me about your first car when you made $600,000. What did you go out and buy?
My first major score in the stock market, I made $600,000 in one day.
What was the score? What kind of deal was it?
It was a new issue I took public, and I had, you know, about 13 guys working for me at the time, and, you know, just in the straight line system had just been invented, and, you know, it was just unprecedented. So I took a bonus of $600,000, but I made $7 million that day. I took a bonus, my first big cash bonus out of my company, I think it was $650,000, and the first thing I did is went out and bought a white Ferrari Testarossa. Not a house. I bought a white Ferrari Testarossa. Why? Because I'd seen Don Johnson drive one in Miami Vice, and I gotta have that car. I was sort of playing out my adolescent fantasies.
So was it an incredible car?
That was incredible.
How fast did you ever get it going?
Oh, 180 or something like that. So it's a cool car. And the next thing I did is I went out to the West Coast and checked into the Regent Beverly Wilshire Presidential Suite. Why? Because I saw Richard Gere do it in Pretty Women.
You're listening to an interview on Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. And how was it? Was it as incredible as it looked in the movie?
Nah, not quite as incredible. It was still nice. The point is that people, not just me, I just admit it because it's kind of funny and people laugh at it, but we model what we see. You know, our beliefs get inserted in us by what we see. And, you know, the movies, news, TV, very powerful. And, you know, you start to think this is success, that's not success. This is what you do when you're successful. And on some levels, you know, Gordon Gekko corrupted me tremendously. The greed is good, you know.
How many times did you see the movie?
Enough to quote all the dialogue. So great. I've seen it probably 20, 30 times.
Now, have you seen the new one?
No, I haven't. But it's not that good.
Oh, really? I heard it was pretty good, but we'll see. But there's a great story about when your Mad Max, your dad. First of all, how the hell did you get your dad working with you in the business? I mean, what was that whole relationship kind of like?
With my dad?
Yeah. How is it your dad was working with you in the brokerage firm? I mean, was he into it?
He loved it. He loved the action. He wasn't, you know, in the brokerage side of things. He was more on the operational side of things. You know, it's a trip when you work with your dad to see those pluses and minuses to the whole thing, you know?
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
So.
Okay. Do you have sisters and brothers?
I have a brother. He's an attorney.
I mean, I think people would love to hear that helicopter crash story. Because it's romantic. People want to hear that kind of stuff.
The one in my backyard?
Yeah, the one in your backyard.
Well, just basically I was flying home at night and just stoned out of my mind, which was typically my state of being when I was flying. And the captain was beside me, but he wasn't allowed to touch the controls, so I actually passed out. And after basically passing out, I recovered, and I was about 3 in the morning. I went to my backyard, and I tried to land in my backyard, and that little crash landing, and that was that. So, but that was typical for my life.
So when did you take flying lessons?
I had a helicopter that was on my yacht, so I just wanted to fly it, because it just had to be all the time, you know.
Did it take a long time to learn how to fly one?
Yeah, not that. It's pretty easy. Once you 50 hours, you can become pretty damn good at it.
Did you have up to 1,000 brokers working with you? Were all 1,000 in the same room?
Yeah.
That must have been insane.
Yeah.
And there were no dividers in there?
No dividers.
So like when the broker's talking to a potential client, they could hear the roar in the room.
Yeah, it was crazy. It's totally wild.
You get an example on your first big bonus check that you took. You had about 13 brokers. How long did it take to get up to 1,000?
Pretty quickly. Once the word got out, people started trickling in from around Long Island, and they started pouring in from around Long Island, and they started pouring in from all over the country. You know, there's a rumor you can just go to this one place in Long Island and show up, and they'll train you, and you'll get rich.
Like a gold rush.
That's what it was basically.
Were you freaking out when all these people kept coming to, were they coming right to the office?
Yeah, they'd line up at the door. Yeah, it was just complete insanity, and that's it. But that's what happens. It's not just my business. It happens to any business that hits. And the greatest misconception about becoming really wealthy is that it takes a long time or that wealth is built slowly, one foot in front of the other. That's not how it happens at all. Every time, I mean, of course there's exceptions, but virtually every time someone gets a real lot of money, mm-hmm. what typically happens is they struggle, and then all of a sudden, bam, they come up with that final distinction, that one last piece of the puzzle falls, and they literally kill it. The wealth comes pouring in avalanches of abundance, and you can just grow as fast as you can and make a obscene amount of money overnight. That's how it happens. What takes time is to line up all the elements of success on the entrepreneurship side, sales, marketing, the inner game stuff, your beliefs, your ability to manage your emotional state. There's all these different elements. It's about 8 to 10 of them that really you must master. So what I do in my seminars, I go through these 8 intimate detail. So when people lead a seminar, they have every tool, every process, every strategy they need to go out there and kill it. Now, does that mean they'll go out day one and make tens of millions? No. Sometimes they do. I got people, they leave my seminar, the next day they close a $5 million deal. It happens all the time. My last seminar, certainly 3 people emailed me, they close $1 million deals in a few days. But that's not typically the case. Typically what happens is then you have to work and you have to line up the things you need to work on. You need to line up the elements of success. It takes a bit of time, but then once that spark hits, bam, ignites the flame, you blow it out. You grow really fast, and you can go from making virtually nothing to making $10 million a year overnight. That's the way it works for a lot of people, or at least $1 million a year overnight. I don't know anybody who would argue me saying that when you hit on it, you'll go from 0 to $1 million, like, boom.
When someone orders your home study system, it was a previously taped seminar that you did live?
No, it was a seminar that I gave to cut the home study course. It wasn't some random seminar. It was for the home study course.
Did people pay to attend that seminar?
Yes, people paid, but what happened was a friend of mine did me a favor. The reason I did it that way, I believe that I speak much better in front of crowds. I don't think I can be as congruent when I'm alone looking at a video.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So my idea was, let's get some bodies in a room here. I don't care if I don't make a dime on it. I just wanted to have, you know, high-quality footage that I could use to make my home study course. So that was the purpose of the outcome of that. And, yeah, some people paid. Some people came in for free. And we didn't market the event really publicly. It wasn't like that, you know.
You were creating your system in a state that you operate at your best.
Yes.
Just like when you had these hour meetings with these brokers in the morning and 2 hours after the day, like during the broker years.
Correct.
2 hours at the end of the day. And
no, but the point is that, like, as I said earlier, which is, you know, Virginia sits here in NLP, she'd speak for, you know, 6 months with someone to get to the cut to the chase in 5 minutes. Okay, now, again, that's the drawback of not having an unconscious strategy. In other words, when you don't have a strategy that you can actually pick apart step by step, move by move, you end up spending a lot of time going around circles just because you're not deliberate. So the reason I spent so much time with the broker is, like, knowing what I know now, I could have probably done it in 1/10 the time. But also it became part of the culture. Everyone loved the meetings. They were funny. And, you know, they kept the morale really, really high. Motivation into itself is worthless. People say motivation doesn't last. That's true, which is why you have to do it every single day. That's why you do it every day, because it doesn't last, okay? It's like a bath. It feels good, doesn't last, but you still take them every day because you should. Well, same thing with motivation. I motivate my guys again and again and again every single day.
Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's some information on my HMA marketing consulting system. I'm going to read through the sales letter. This way you can just listen to what it's all about. Let's get started. Here's how to use Richard's simple, risk-free home study system to become a high-paid marketing consultant in 45 days or less without any prior marketing, business, or consulting experience. Dear friend, in this letter, you'll learn a simple, painless, and inexpensive way to become a high-paid marketing consultant in the next 45 days, complete with paying clients and a steady flow of income that comes in year after year. It doesn't matter what your current skills are now, and it doesn't matter if you have any connections or business experience. In fact, all you really need are a few simple systems my friend Richard has developed over the years to become a high-paid and in-demand marketing consultant. And the best part is you do not have to shell out tens of thousands of dollars for the secrets, and you can even use them for yourself almost free if you choose. I'll explain the details of this offer in a second, but first, let me tell you what's in Richard's HMA system and how you can be up and running earning money soon after getting it. To begin with, if you do your homework, you'll find that there are several competing marketing marketing consulting business opportunities in the marketplace. I'll be the first one to advise you to look into all of them before you invest into any of them, including my HMA system. I've interviewed countless people who have paid enormous fees to attend trainings. I've received firsthand feedback on Y2 Marketing, Action International, Quantum, Topline, Peterson Consulting, and other marketing opportunities, and many of them are actually pretty good. But what separates our HMA system from the other ones I've seen is that with Richard's system, you don't need any previous marketing experience, any business connections, or even a lot of money. In fact, Richard will be the first person to tell you if he can do it, you can do it. How can he be so sure? Because when Richard started, he was broke himself and had very poor selling, speaking, marketing, and presentation skills. And even today, he's just as shy and introverted as the next guy. In fact, the only difference between you and Richard is because of a simple system he invented after attending a J. Abraham marketing consulting seminar over 15 years ago. You see, Richard discovered that while J. Abraham really is a marketing genius, his system, like most other marketing consulting programs today, was not geared toward ordinary people who don't have a lot of money or natural marketing talents. J. Abraham in the early 90s had credibility, contacts, and millions of dollars. The training Jay taught his consultants was from his own millionaire perspective. But Richard was nearly broke, so broke he had to borrow money from his dad to attend Jay's training. He had no credibility and few contacts. And when Richard went out in the field to test Jay's teaching, he failed. Richard did not quit. After years of experience in organizing the marketing concepts into a workable system, Richard began to experience success. Richard had discovered his own unique system to make money as a marketing consultant that is easy to follow and simple to learn. Richard had created a system that will work whether you're a millionaire like J. Abraham or broke, struggling to make the rent. It's taken Richard 15 years to perfect and tens of thousands of dollars working out the bugs and getting his system so you can approach virtually any kind of business to offer your consulting services. And since sharing his system to the public, Richard has trained marketing consultants in the U.S., the U.K., Nigeria, Luxembourg, Australia, Greece, Ireland, Canada, and even Holland, some who were totally new to marketing when they started. Here's why. With Richard's system, all you do is use the tools he's created for you the exact way he says to use them. And within the first few weeks, you can have a marketing consulting business with paying customers and large fees dwarfing anything you could make at your regular job. And best of all, you can do it all without pressure, without strain, and without the unbearable personal rejection most marketing consultants endure when getting started. For example, most people getting into the consulting business believe making cold calls to get clients is the worst and most difficult way to get clients. This method is usually reserved for the consultant who has no contacts whatsoever. While other consulting trainings tell you to make prospecting calls yourself, Richard's system trains you to pay others to do your prospecting for you. Take, for instance, the telephone prospecting script in the system. All you do is take the proven phone script, hand them to a part-time telemarketer with a copy of the Yellow Pages, and tell him or her to call businesses and read the script word for word. This simple method for getting new clients works time and time again. You do none of the calling and you still generate clients. This way, you can be sleeping in, playing golf, or even taking a vacation and have an endless stream of fresh, quality appointments coming in each and every day without you lifting a finger. Plus, in addition to these proven phone scripts, you'll get an audio training called How to Get Appointments, which takes your people step-by-step through the whole process on how to use the scripts. That means if you don't want to pay a lot of money for a professional telemarketer, just hire a student or a stay-at-home mom and give her the How to Get Appointments training, and she'll be just as good, if not better, than anyone else at getting you appointments. Of course, the phone is only one way to get clients. Your HMA system also has already tested direct mail letters for selling your consulting services, such as an approach letter and a follow-up letter, a proven collection of postcards designed to generate leads, and even a sample brochure and professional audio presentations. And with the simple tools he'll create, you'll be hitting your your prospects from every conceivable angle, giving yourself the maximum chance of capturing those high-quality paying clients within days of starting your consulting business. And if you're really ambitious, then you can use Richard's system to create what's called the podium effect. What's the podium effect? The podium effect is this phenomenon where people will automatically respect, trust, and believe people who talk at seminars or small workshops. And since Richard also includes pre-written seminars and workshop flyers, you can fill a room, give your presentation, and watch as dozens of people scramble to hire you the second you step from behind the podium. Not sure how good you'll be at putting on presentations? No problem, because Richard has already created a powerful presentation seminar outline for you, complete with a PowerPoint presentation and all the training you'll need to be up and running fast. This is the same presentation Richard currently uses to capture clients today. More on this later. You won't have to try and figure anything out or struggle or structure your presentation. Just plug in Richard's pre-made seminar presentation, follow the word-for-word transcript, and you'll be delivering a powerful, proven presentation that gets clients fast. Easy as 1, 2, 3. And here's something else to think about. With Richard's system, you won't have to worry about not having a reputation or a track record of helping business owners with their marketing. If you've never done consulting before, I know what you may be thinking now. You're asking yourself, why should these business owners believe anything I say? You're afraid that they will ask you for proof that you can get results. You'll think they'll want referrals before they work with you. You're thinking that you have no credibility. This is only an illusion in your imagination. It's fear, not based on reality. I'm here to tell you this will not happen to you, and here's why. You must understand that your clients are not interested in you. They are only interested in the results you can bring them. Being a fully certified marketing consultant means you'll be able to draw on the successful track record of the HMA system. It's actually pretty simple. Richard has discovered a proven way for you to use his testimonials, his stories, and his success for your business. And by following Richard's simple instructions, you'll be able to borrow Richard's credibility for yourself. Plus, you'll also learn a secret way Richard has invented to create your own credibility within the first 30 seconds of meeting a potential prospect without needing any testimonials, success stories, or past successes. This is one of Richard's trade secrets, and it works like gangbusters for everyone who uses it. But here's the thing. Getting an appointment or filling a room with prospects is only step one. You can get all the appointments in the world, but if you can't close the sale, then it's all for nothing. Richard knows this more than anyone. After spending hundreds of hours and tens of thousands of dollars of trial and error, he has created a truly foolproof system that lets almost anyone turn at least 25% of your appointments into paying clients. And what makes this possible is Richard's proprietary opportunity analysis worksheet. With this simple document Richard has created, you can walk into any business, command immediate respect and attention, and literally become a marketing miracle man to the owner of that business. The reason why is because the opportunity analysis worksheet lets you literally make over the business owner's marketing and show them exactly how you will create real cash profits right before their eyes. And if this business owner you are talking with has any desire to grow his business at all, then he'll have no choice but to be impressed by you and want to work with you. In fact, the opportunity analysis worksheet makes converting appointments into paying clients so simple you can even do it over the phone. Richard also shows you how to command large fees and even get paid on a portion of the sales you make for your clients for years in the future. It's called a contingency fee agreement. This should only be used with a client after they have hired you and paid you to do project work. Other expensive consulting opportunities teach you that contingency is the only and best way to sell consulting services. And it works like this. If you help your client make an extra $100,000 a year, and you make 15% contingency agreement with that client, you will pocket an extra $15,000 on top of your regular fees per year. If you do this for just 5 of your clients, you will make an extra $75,000 a year. If you do this for just 10 of your clients, you will make an extra $150,000 a year, and so on. Again, this is in addition to your regular fees. You can typically charge a client anywhere from $500 to $5,000 per project, and most clients will need at least 4 projects. And it's so easy once you understand Richard's system, because Richard really has done 90% of the work for you already. For example, his system includes endorsed letter samples. All you do is find businesses that sell similar but non-competing products and services as the business you are helping and strike a simple deal with them where they send your offer to their customer list for a portion of the profits. This way, you and your client make a bundle off the initial sales and even bigger windfall from additional sales later. All from leads that didn't cost your clients a penny to generate. Client reactivating letter samples. This is the easiest way to make fast cash for you and your client because almost nobody goes after his or her inactive clients and customers. And all you do is take one of your pre-written letters and mail it to your client's inactive customers. Watch your clients shake their head in disbelief as inactive customers they thought would never buy again come back to life, spending their money with your clients again and again and again. And remember, if you set up simple contingency deals with these clients, as Richard explains in his system, you'll get paid on all that action too. You'll get letter templates for things like special promotions, unique sales, and other events. Each letter is proven to work, and it's almost guaranteed money in your bank account every time you use one of them. These are just a few of the reasons why Richard's students report such fast and easy profits. To hear real stories from existing HMA marketing consultants in their own words, go to hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips.h as in Harry, .htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips. The A is capital. Capital A and then audio clips with a capital H after clips .htm. You'll learn how they're able to get clients that pay cash quickly. This is why I have no problem saying nothing could be simpler than using Richard's system to make money quickly and easily as a marketing consultant. And realize this, every time you make one of your clients money using Richard's paint-by-numbers, pre-created tools, you'll become your city's marketing business guru, and you'll have the instant reputation as the go-to guy. As I said before, I've seen all other marketing consulting programs out there, and I have not yet seen anything that even comes close to Richard's system. But you certainly don't have to take my word for it, because you will see you can try everything almost free if you want and see it for yourself. But first, here's a quick breakdown of all the exclusive marketing training you'll be getting in your HMA system. HMA resource number one. This is the actual HMA system. You'll get all 10 HMA operational manuals showing you each step of the way how to capture clients and make them real profits. This collection represents the system. Each binder walks you through all steps of the system. You'll reference these materials as you take your clients through the steps of the HMA system. Richard spent years creating and refining these modules. Each comes in their own three-ring binder. You'll use these manuals as you follow along in resources 2 and 3. HMA resource number 2, the 1995 HMA live seminar training. You'll own 25 hours of cutting-edge HMA marketing training in a downloadable audio format. Richard's first live marketing consulting seminar was conducted in early 1995. Your 1995 training features Richard at the top of his game teaching a room packed with students his system for becoming a successful marketing consultant. Each student paid $5,000 to attend. You'll be able to download, hear, and learn everything you need about capturing clients and creating marketing systems for them. It's like having Richard right there with you, showing you exactly what to do each step of the way. HMA resource number 3, the 2005 HMA live seminar training. You'll get Richard's most recent live training on DVD. This is the same training Richard did from 1995, but updated 10 years later. You'll see Richard in action in full color and live in front of a room full of students eager to learn Richard's secrets of his HMA consulting system. Each DVD is professionally produced. The picture quality and sound is perfect. You can play your DVDs in your home, computer, or portable DVD players. You can even take it on the road with you. I've also arranged to have your audio from each of your DVDs converted to downloadable MP3 audio files. You'll not only be able to watch this newest training in video, but you'll have full access to download each audio as an MP3 file. You can also burn CDs to play in your home or car CD player. Any way you choose, you'll sit from the comfort of your home, car, or office and have Richard transform your mind into a human hidden marketing assets detector. After learning Richard's system, you'll be trained to sniff out found money in virtually any business lucky enough to retain your services. Richard's students pay thousands of dollars to learn what you'll get in these DVD trainings alone. HMA resource number 5, the HMA Group Training Video DVDs. This is Richard's most recent training, conducting live group training for 15 business owners wanting to learn how to grow their business. The group training concept is another way for you to make money. Richard discovered that many of the businesses he talks to want his consulting services but could not afford his one-on-one fees. As a result, Richard started working with manufacturing associations and started doing group trainings with 10 to 20 business owners at a time. Each group training would last for 2 hours, twice a month for 3 months. You can charge anywhere from $500 to $3,000 per business owner. If you were to do group training for 10 businesses, and let's say you charged only $1,000 each, you would make $10,000 for only 12 hours of work. That's $830 an hour. I have never seen any easier way to make money than this. Imagine using one of your pre-written letters from your HMA system and sending it out as an email to a list of your local chamber members at no cost to you. Then, imagine prospects attending your free seminar on how to grow a business without advertising. Then, imagine taking your guests through the pre-designed HMA PowerPoint presentation crafted to sell group trainings and one-on-one consulting services. Remember the podium effect? Then, imagine having 10 people fighting their way to you with checkbooks in hand, ready to pay you anywhere from $500 to $3,000 each. If you're the consultant who likes action in an exciting group atmosphere and who likes to make a lot of money fast, this presentation is for you. Your set of group training DVDs will show you exactly how to execute this training. You'll have access to pre-designed workbooks to provide each one of your paying clients, and you may even have these workbooks private labeled with your consulting name on the cover. But there is a minimum order of 10 sets. HMA resource number 5. You'll get lifetime access to exclusive online training and support in your HMA University, including online audio, email, telephone, backup, and more. You'll hear intensive interviews with marketing consultants making anywhere from $500 to $2 million a year doing marketing consulting. You'll learn their secret ways of making money and how they run their consulting businesses for maximum profit and minimum work. These interviews and trainings are updated regularly and published in your HMA University, which means you'll have all the support and feedback you need to make your consulting business fly right from the start. HMA resource number 6, you'll get my famous joint venture magic course, including audio training, joint venture sales letters, and sample contract and agreements. This course sells for $595 on my site, but you'll get it for free as part of your HMA system. And trust me, if you do nothing else but harness the enormous power of joint ventures as explained in this course, you'll never worry about money again. Plus, this joint venture course also includes a collection of contracts and letters of agreements for use in your consulting practice. You'll have agreements for contingency marketing, copywriting, intellectual property rights, marketing consulting retainer fees, non-disclosure forms, creating new profit centers, referral fees, and many more. Without a doubt, you would have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees for a collection of agreements like these. But this entire collection is yours when you become an HMA consultant. HMA resource number 7, you get a gift certificate for $1,000 off my audio creation service. This will pay for itself 100 times over in your first year alone. Here's why. If your client can talk into a phone, I can create him an information product that can sell for anywhere between $497 and $3,900. I've done it myself. I've sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of information products using this very system. And with your help, he can then sell the product to use it to generate leads for his business. And of course, if you set up a contingency agreement, you will get paid on those sales too. You'll also get a certificate worth $500 off my audio infomercial service. There's nothing better than a hard-hitting audio recording that features the benefits of your product and service, and there's no better delivery than the internet. Plus, you can also use this service for your own business. When you have your own unique audio infomercial, you'll literally ooze with the kind of ironclad credibility money can't buy, and even your most skeptical prospects will want to hire you right on the spot. And perhaps the best part about your certificate is that it can be sold or transferred to your clients. There is no expiration date as long as you remain an active HMA consultant. HMA resource number 8, free publicity and press training from the Publicity Doctor. This is huge, especially when you set up contingency or commission deals, because every time you use free publicity, money will come back to you in buckets without your clients having to do anything but answer the phone and answer a few questions. You'll learn the secret of getting millions of dollars in free publicity for your business and your clients' businesses in newspaper, magazine, television, and radio. HMA resource number 9, you'll also get the reprint and resale rights to 23 professionally written business reports, including Insider Business Strategies, 5 Ways to Increase Your Bottom Line Profits Without Spending an Extra Dime on Advertising, Quick Fix Marketing, One-Shot Turnaround Strategies for 50 different companies. This gives you 50 marketing plans for 50 different businesses. Chances are your client will fall under one of these categories, and you can use these reports to make your job easier than ever before. The Headline Bank, 100 top money-making headlines. How to up your profits in a down economy, 114 tips and techniques and tactics to kickstart your cash flow. Yellow Page Success Secrets. How to attract more new business with a riveting ad that captures immediate attention. How to use brochures to grow your business, and more. 23 in all. The great thing about having all these reports is not only this great business information, but that you can also resell these reports. You're going to have all the rights you need to put your own company name on them and resell them to your clients to make revenue. This is a residual income opportunity built into the HMA consulting training. You'll own these reports in Microsoft Word and PDF files so that you can reproduce these for your clients to sell to them directly. HMA resource number 10, the marketing, reprint, and duplication rights to a collection of my 117 hours of audio content in written transcripts from hardtofindseminars.com. You'll own the use rights, not the resale rights, to over 117 hours of downloadable audio interviews, marketing lessons and transcripts by Bob Bly, Mark Joyner, Gary Halbert, J. Conrad Levinson, Tom Hopkins, Brian Keith Voiles, Carl Galletti, Ted Nicholas, Joe Vitale, the PR Doctor, Art Hamill, Millionaire Mr. X, Taylor Trump, Herschel Gordon Lewis, and many other marketing experts. You'll instantly have a mountain of new products you can use to get more customers, clients, subscribers, and strategic business contacts. Use as free bonuses to sell consulting projects and services. Offer as special incentives to help your clients sell more of their existing products. Package and bundle together to make one-of-a-kind products to give them away free to build goodwill. Educate and excite your clients. Your options of what you can do with this content is endless. This content has been a labor of love that has taken me 10 years to build. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours to put this material together, and yet I'm making it available to you as an HMA consultant at no cost whatsoever. HMA resource number 11, a lifetime membership to hardtofindads.com. You'll get over 700 typed word-for-word transcripts from the world's largest digital swipe file of editorial-style ads by the highest-paid and most successful copywriters in the world, like Eugene Schwartz, Claude Hopkins, Gary Halbert, Brian Keith Voiles, John Carlton, and Ben Suarez. This is like having a team of the world's top copywriters on your desk telling you exactly what to write to make a winning promotion. These ads have pulled in hundreds of millions of dollars in sales and are proven templates that will work for you and your clients. In many cases, you can take what's already been done and adapt it to what you're selling. Products with just half the profit-producing ads sell for over $5,000, but they're all yours free as part of this Super HMA consulting package. HMA resource number 12, 24/7 remote control consulting service selling tool. Selling consulting people who don't want consulting can zap your motivation stone dead and eat hours of valuable time. You should only be selling your services to qualified prospects, and so you get a valuable time-saving tool to pre-sell our HMA system for you. It's a PowerPoint presentation outlining all the steps in the HMA system. This presentation will let you send a link to any prospect in the world with internet access and have them learn about what you can do for their business as an HMA consultant. In other words, it takes you out of the selling position until they have gone through the presentation. If your prospect doesn't do this, they aren't uniquely qualified as a legitimate prospect and are not worthy of your valuable time and expertise. You'll get this presentation customized with your photo, your company logo, your website, and your email address branded throughout. This one tool has saved me hundreds of hours by letting me pre-sell and educate prospects about the HMA system without my direct involvement. You'd pay thousands of dollars to produce a selling tool on your own like this, but it's yours to use and brand the second you become an HMA consultant. Resource number 13, you'll own 100% usage rights to all your marketing tools, sales letters, postcards, presentations, ads, press releases, client-generating reports, client testimonials, manuals, my million-dollar consultants list of service providers, and more. Everything you need. Well, what about support? As an HMA marketing consultant, you'll be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. By that I mean, when you have a question, you get Michael Senoff, not some customer service rep that doesn't speak English. You'll get me working directly with you. You'll get me returning your calls minutes after you leave, a message, and that includes weekends. You'll get me returning your emails in hours, not days. You'll even get marketing assets I've accumulated over the years, like my knowledge on direct mail, marketing, advertising, and copywriting. In other words, I am always here for you. No question is a stupid question except the question you don't ask. And I'm personally going to do whatever I can to help you. If you need something, just ask and I'll do whatever I have to do to get any answer you're looking for, whether it's asking Richard or going to my network of millionaire marketing and business experts. If I don't have an answer for you, I will find someone who does. And finally, as I said at the beginning of this letter, you get to try everything out. Use all the tools and learn all the secrets without having to risk a single penny of your own money. Here's why. If you follow the system step by step exactly the way Richard teaches and you don't capture your first client in 45 days or less, I'll refund 100% of your purchase price with no questions asked, no hard feelings, and no trying to talk you out of it. All of which means you can test drive this system without risking a penny. And I mean that. I want you to hold my feet to the fire for 45 days. Use the system, play with it, compare it to other systems, and see for yourself exactly what you have in your hands. And if you aren't making money with this system in your first 45 days, then return it. How much does it cost? Well, I've done the math, and the tools, resources, and personal help is easily $22,000 worth of material, probably even a lot more. In other popular marketing systems, I've seen with only a tiny fraction of the features in the HMA system cost $30,000, plus ongoing fees and even royalties on the money you make. In fact, that is the standard practice. They take a cut of the money you make with their system. But with Richard's HMA system, you won't be paying any royalty fees, nor will you be paying $30,000 or $20,000 or even $10,000. No, you can claim your complete HMA marketing system with the tools, manuals, videos, audios, lifetime access to ongoing HMA university training, and all the high-powered marketing resources I've listed and more for just six payments of $995 plus shipping and handling, or one payment of $5,970 plus $1,000 shipping and handling. The six-payment plan is my way of letting anyone get started. This is not a layaway plan where you only get your system until after all the payments have been made. No, you'll get all 13 resources described in this letter, starting with your first payment of $9.95 plus shipping. Shipping in the U.S. is only $43. Shipping international is between $90 and $200 depending on your location. And again, there are no additional fees to pay after all your payments are made. This investment is chump change compared to the tens of thousands of dollars you can save and make with our HMA system over the course of your life, even in the first month if you choose. This tax-deductible investment is small compared to what you're getting, especially when compared to what other marketing consulting courses with a lot less value and with all their fees and royalty. However, there are two small catches to this. First of all, do you remember earlier in this letter when I said I was giving you my audio creation infomercial at a huge discount? Well, if you become an HMA consultant, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who will want and need that service. And I'm hoping you will send some of those people my way to get these audio services done when the time is right. If you become an HMA consultant in the next 30 days from the date of this letter, I'll happily pay you a fat 20% finder's fee for any audio work you refer over. Yet another way you can make money with the system without so much as lifting a finger. But this is another of the main reasons why I'm giving you all this value at this ridiculously low price. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't offering this deal as much for me as I am for you. And secondly, even though you're free to use your HMA system anywhere without restrictions, I have severe limits on the number of systems Richard will let me sell within each geographical area. Richard wants to make sure as an HMA consultant you have the maximum opportunity to profit without competitors. So being accepted as an HMA consultant is not guaranteed, and the only way to be sure of claiming your system is to act now. All you have to do is call me personally at 858-274-7851, and together we'll determine if becoming an HMA consultant is right for you. If we're both in agreement, I'll send you a payment agreement by email in the form of a PDF document. You'll complete it and fax it back to me at 858-274-2579. I'll then process your payment and send you the membership details for the HMA Online University, and I'll rush your HMA system to you by U.S. mail or Federal Express. You can start listening to your online audio lessons immediately while waiting for the rest of your HMA system to arrive. And that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 858-274-7851. Yours sincerely, Michael Sinoff. P.S. Please keep in mind that while it really is easy and simple to make money with Richard's system, it is not for everyone. I say this because if you and I talk and I find that you're not a fit for this system and I say no, please don't take it personally. There are some people who just shouldn't be marketing consultants, especially with Richard's system. But the one way to find out is to give me a call at 858-274-7851. If you get my voicemail, please leave your name, your area code and phone number, say that you're calling about the HMA system, and I'll call you back at once. Please do not email. I get so much spam that your email may never make it to me. If you're still not sure if my HMA system is right for you, go and hear real stories from other HMA marketing consultants in their own words how they were able to get their first clients. All you have to do is go to hardtofindseminars.com/AUDIOCLIPS.htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclipsh. The A is capital and the H is capital. Thanks for listening.